Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's the DJV Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with Doug Steffen. Ken from Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida. That's his clinic where he practices, where you can actually find him, other than him being on the radio here. And joining us, both Ken and I this week, is one of the members of his staff at Lake Cardiology. Kristen Casey is a member of the staff and working with Ken for 10 or 12 years. And she has a pretty amazing story with regard to COVID. So Ken wanted to have her tell the story. Ken, I'll let you introduce her. But this, for all of those of you who have had experiences with COVID, or for people who haven't had an experience with COVID, this is a lesson for all of you, for all of us, as far as that's concerned. So let's, Ken, introduce Kristen. What does she do for you? And as much background as you want to give us to get into this story.
Sure. We've been dealing with COVID-19 for over 2 years now, and we are all ready to get our lives back. And we need to start living our lives again. And in order to do this, we need in our minds to be, in my opinion, triply vaccinated. But part of that deals with natural immunity. And you get credit for natural immunity if you haven't been vaccinated. And one of the wonderful people who work with me at Lake Cardiology for over a decade is an incredibly well-trained, Yale-trained PAs. We love our PAs that work with us as
PAs, a physician's assistant. Yes, is that what?
Correct.
How we
exactly
define them? Yeah, okay.
Yep. Exactly. They work with us as associates, taking care of patients independently with us, alongside us. And they're an important part of the care team, especially in cardiology. And I'd like you to listen to the intelligent, charming, pleasant Kristen Casey. She will tell her family story. She has shared it with me. She has a wonderful family. As a member of our team, we've seen many of them grow up. And she'll talk to you about her experience dealing with COVID-19 herself. And then also what happened over Thanksgiving. And I don't want to take any away from...
Well, how many people on your staff? You have, what, 22 on the staff at Lake Cardiology?
A little under.
Okay. So how many of your staff, beside Kristen, have a story that involves COVID themselves, that they've had it themselves or that the people in their family have had it? How has it affected your operation at Lake Cardiology, in fact?
Well, we have followed CDC guidelines from the beginning. We have been open from the beginning. We haven't closed at all because of COVID. We've been there. We've introduced telehealth. Kristen and I, as an assistance through COVID, we still insist on people being masked, everyone who comes in being masked. We give out our opinions about vaccines, and Kristen will share you, I'm sure, with everybody, her opinion. I give out my opinion, and we have had pretty good success rate. We've had, Kristen has had COVID-19, and whenever anybody has had COVID-19 in the office, they've been out. They haven't exposed anybody. We're very careful about all this, and we screen people before they even come in, employees before they start working. And we've had one other employee. I guess we've had two, right, Kristen, that work for Lake Cardiology that have had, we don't want to give out anyone's HIPAAs right now. Kristen's agreed to give away her HIPAA, but I guess we've had two people at Lake Cardiology, right, Kristen, who've had, had COVID-19, including yourself.
Yeah.
And that's
correct,
and that's actually a pretty good percentage. You know, you think about it, how
10%.
Many people are having COVID-19 still today. 100,000 Americans every day right now are coming down with a diagnosis of COVID-19. It's truly amazing. 800,000 Americans have already died. 1,200 Americans a day die from COVID-19 today. So when you think about it, imagine if there was a story, Doug, where 1,200 people died yesterday. It'd be on the front page of the papers. But still, we're seeing 1,200 deaths a day of COVID-19, and we're seeing 100,000 new cases a day of COVID-19 in America.
And of those, how many have been vaccinated and how many have not been vaccinated? I think that's the $24 question, isn't it? Really?
Well, it is, but I think the goal with vaccination right now is to keep you alive and avoid severe disease. Severe disease is defined in COVID-19 as requiring hospitalization. Your oxygen tension goes below a good level. You need oxygen and you need admission to the hospital. The goal with vaccination, Doug, is not to have zero disease. You're never going to have that with a vaccination. But the goal is avoiding death and avoiding severe disease. And this is where we're so good with vaccinations or with natural immunity. And that's the story for today that Kristen will let us all know about.
All right. So I'm going to, so we don't have to interrupt the story. I'm going to take a moment or two for a couple of commercials now. And then we're going to have, hopefully, Kristen be uninterrupted telling her story as she goes through her personal and family experience with COVID as an employee of Ken's. This is DJV Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Calitrin is a works in progress. That's what they'll tell you when you go to toploss.com. Something that you have to sort of stay with in order to enjoy the value of the success that you feel. Calitrin, I'm often asked, works how? What's the secret to support weight loss? Well, it's really a pretty simple, complex compound put together by a doctor and three nurses about 24, 25 years ago. But when you go to toploss.com, you can get the story behind the story, because I can't tell you the story in just a minute, but you can get the story for yourself, hopefully with the intrigue that I set into your mind. There's a green button on the homepage at toploss.com. You can read all about how Calitrin works for weight loss and keeping the weight off. And right now they have their 12 days of Christmas special. They're giving some of their product away. You can get the story behind the story at toploss.com on that one. The savings. And one of the great things, because we all know at Christmas time, we make decisions. Am I going to spend money for this or am I going to spend money for that? Well, if you want to be on the offensive, you want to keep the weight from being added, you want to get on the program now, but you don't have the money, all you have to do is ask for the after pay option when you decide how much you want to buy. And right now you can buy an equal number, so you buy 3 or 10 or whatever, you get an equal number without having to pay for it, and you can check out on the website the after pay option. So special consideration at Christmas time from Calitrin, the only really successful product in the world that's all natural. You can see when you Google it a lot of comparisons to other weight loss products, but they're not all natural. This is the natural way, the healthy way, to get your health and keep your health. All right? Get to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin. Use the DJV code when you check out so you don't have to pay for shipping and you get these special deals, the Christmas special. Ask for it. Check it all out and figure out how this can work for you to make you healthier and happier at Christmas and in the new year.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Confession, I just started my holiday shopping. Luckily, Kohl's was here to help save the day. I got 50% off toys for my kids, 30% off a Ninja air fryer for my sister, and 40% off jammies for your families for my family. You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash. So I guess you could say my holiday procrastination paid off. Select styles ends December 19th. Toys, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Back with Dr. Ken and Kristen Casey, who's his PA at Lake Cardiology. So, Kristen, we've given you all of this build-up. We've given you this introduction. So why don't you tell us your story? Were you the first person in your family to get it?
Yes. So I was the first person in my family to get it. I am a married mom of four. I came down with COVID myself at the very end of June, early July of 2021. Shortly thereafter, all four of my children, along with my husband, all developed symptoms. We were tested. We were all positive. Thankfully, we were able to stay home. No one was hospitalized. The children's course was very mild. My husband and I, you know, our symptoms lasted around 8 or 9 days. And then thankfully we were able to return to normal after our quarantine period and go on with our normal life. Since that time, my husband and I have made sure to check our antibody levels just to really see our response to COVID-19 and make sure that there was still some natural immunity protection there. And thankfully each time our antibody levels have remained very high. Because of this, he and I have not been vaccinated. I know that's a bit controversial. However, I feel strongly.
Especially working for Ken, it's controversial.
Well, you know,
the key is her antibody levels, which she continues to measure, are high.
Yep. Yep. What does that mean, though? Let me take an aside here for a second. What does it actually mean? What is an antibody? And either you, Kristen, or Ken can answer that. What's the antibody? What's it supposed to be, the level supposed to be, and how do you get it measured?
Dr. Ken, I'd like for you to answer that. You have some great answers to that question.
Oh, sure. Well, we are all blessed with an immune system, which protects us from foreign organisms and bugs, and this system in our bodies is fairly sensitive. It's on all the time. And when foreign bodies or bugs enter us, it produces specific antibodies, proteins, which damage that foreign body and get it out of us and protect us. This protective system is amazing. It's specific, always on, and very effective, and has great memory. Once it sees a foreign body, it's locked and loaded and ready to unload and protect us. And unfortunately, this COVID-19 is a novel bug. Our bodies have never been exposed to it before. We don't have any natural immunity until we get infected. And the goal is, with the vaccine, is to make our body's immune system locked and loaded with torpedo antibodies to destroy the legs of the virus, if you will, these spike proteins, which attach in our nasal pathways to the so-called ACE inhibitors, ACE receptors. And then the other way is to get immune protection is by getting natural immunity. You get exposed to the bug, and then your immune system, after getting infected the first time, is locked and loaded and ready for the next infection.
All right. So then we'll pick it up there. So we're talking, the focus here, in part at least, is natural immunity to something like COVID. Kristen Casey from Ken's office, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology. You can reach him and the office at 352-735-1400.
Words and music.
For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and our special input this week comes from Kristen Casey, who's on Ken's staff. We're going to involve ourselves a little more deeply in what natural immunity really is. So you were going to, you were measuring things when we had to pause for a moment there, Ken.
Yeah, so after you're exposed the first time to COVID-19, your body makes antibodies, or after you get the vaccine, your body starts making antibodies, and you can measure your levels because they don't stay up forever. After about 6 months, usually with either natural immunity from getting exposed to COVID-19 or from getting vaccination immunity, it usually declines with the first and second shot after about 6 months. And we're still learning how long the booster is going to last. The booster is looking really good, like it may last a lot longer than 6 months, and we're keeping our fingers crossed that it will. Triple vaccination is looking like it may provide some sustained level, but we're still learning all about that. And to make this a little more complicated, there is more available immunity from the bodies besides these protein antibodies that the body makes. There's, I don't want to get too much into the weeds, Doug, but there's memory T cells, there's memory B cells that we're not yet routinely measuring. So we do have this one level of measuring protein antibodies that we can measure for the blood test. So as long as those are up, we know you have some immunity. But even if those are down, you may have memory immunity. So this whole area of immune response, to those who are really smart about all this, we know it's more complicated than what we're discussing. But at the clinical, at the practical level now, all we can do is measure these proteins right now. I think in a few months from now, we're going to be more sophisticated in our abilities to assess who's actually protected, who is not going to get COVID-19, but this is the best we can do on the prevention antibody measurement side. So at least if you have a measurable amount of antibody to the spike protein of the COVID-19, you know you have some protection.
All right. So with that explanation, Kristen, let's get back to your family and your story and what happened. You've told us about you and your husband getting it. You hadn't had shots and the children got it. And so you had your immunity gauged, if you will, or measured. So where do we go from there with the story?
So from that point on, we recently traveled for Thanksgiving to visit my family up north. And as luck would have it, the day of before Thanksgiving, we were enjoying a great dinner together. The person beside me, who happened to be a young, vaccinated, middle 20 aged woman, had a few symptoms of just a mild cold. The next day, she called us to say that her symptoms had worsened and she wasn't feeling well. And as time would have it, she tested positive for COVID. So myself, my family, my children, we were all very exposed as we were with her for many hours of that day, eating dinner beside each other, playing games. Of course, we were all concerned on how we would, how our natural immunity would hold up. The rest of my family that was at that table, ranging from ages 51 up to 85, were all vaccinated. And over the next week, the majority of those folks that were vaccinated did end up testing positive for COVID. They do have mild symptoms and they are all recovering. However, the point of this is that my family, meaning my husband, myself, and my children, who were unvaccinated and simply still are relying on our natural immunity, never tested positive for COVID, nor did we experience any symptoms of COVID. So, to me, that shows that there is a huge role for natural immunity, since we all experience the same exposure, and those of us who were, in fact, showing signs of natural immunity were able to overcome this without any symptoms.
All right, let's hold that thought as we continue another half hour of this conversation. Kristen Casey will be an important part of it as we continue in the next half hour of DJV Health.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
For years, I've been telling listeners that if they want to save money on purchases, and who doesn't, use the free Slick Deals website, app, and browser extension. Slick Deals is a community of millions that help to sniff out and validate the best deals that you can find at retail and online. And now there's Slick Deals Rewards. It's a brand new program designed to save even more. Slick Deals Rewards works exclusively through the browser extension, available for Chrome, Firefox, and Edge, that enables you to receive cash back at participating retailers, as well as earning points for every purchase that you make through Slick Deals that can be redeemed for gift cards. Along with early access deals, Slick Deals Rewards will also find and try all the best coupons for you with one click. To get going, simply visit slickdeals.net/rewards. That's slickdeals.net/rewards.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FDA and CDC have okayed the Pfizer booster shot for 16 and 17-year-olds.
50 million people right now have gotten their booster shots. And we're getting people their booster shots at a record pace. Roughly a million people a day.
Chicago jurors found Empire actor Jussie Smollett guilty on 5 of 6 counts of disorderly conduct. Smollett was charged with making false reports to police that he was the victim of a hate crime that he himself orchestrated in 2019. Smollett faces up to 3 years in prison, but is likely to receive a sentence of probation as he has no prior criminal record. After hearing from 13 witnesses over multiple days of testimony, the panel of 6 men and 6 women deliberated for more than 9 hours before reaching a verdict. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
An independent investigative British-based tribunal said in a report that China has committed genocide against the Muslim minority Uyghur population and other ethnic minorities in the western part of the Asian nation. In the 63-page report, the tribunal said that Beijing had subjected the Uyghur people to unconscionable cruelty and crimes against humanity. It concluded that the actions amounted to genocide. U.S. and Western officials have said that as many as 2 million Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities in China's Xinjiang province have been placed in a network of detention centers. They've been subjected to forced torture, labor, and sexual abuse, and many are being detained without any justification. The report accuses top Chinese officials, including President Xi Jinping, for the humanitarian crisis.
The Senate passed a resolution to defund and repeal President Biden's private sector vaccine mandate Wednesday. Republican Senator from Wisconsin Ron Johnson on the Senate floor.
First of all, can we all acknowledge that there's so much that we do not know about the coronavirus, about COVID disease, about the COVID vaccines? Our response to COVID, as a result, has been in reaction to very imperfect information.
The final vote was 52-48. Democrat Senators Joe Manchin and John Tester of Montana joined Republicans to vote in favor of the repeal.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are with DJV Health, Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and his physician assistant, his PA, Kristen Casey. We're talking about her family's experience. We're explaining natural immunity versus getting the shots and that sort of thing. So you've told us the story about your family. This was over Thanksgiving weekend, so it's pretty recent. And it sounds like you have recovered well from it. But the lessons here, and when you said you recovered well, I think you were talking about you and your husband, but the children, they're okay too, right?
Right. So none of us experienced any symptoms. And when I say recovered well, I was speaking to the family that did, in fact, test positive for COVID following our Thanksgiving dinner. Those were the vaccinated folks. And again, thankfully, I do strongly believe that vaccines provide the protection, as Dr. Kronhaus mentioned, from severe disease. And none of them experienced severe disease. The point was just that they, in fact, did test positive and did show symptoms, whereas those of us with the natural immunity did not.
So under the circumstances, I guess we're interested in the lessons here. What do we need to know? Getting the shots, I've gone along with Ken, gotten all of my shots.
Do you talk to people and folks ask you whether you, even if they don't know your story, when they come into the office, they say, okay, Ms. Casey, should we get our shots? And what are you telling them? What have you told them?
So when I'm asked that question, I absolutely encourage them to be vaccinated. We all need some type of protection against COVID-19. My big take is that I feel that there should be a role that is recognized from natural immunity in this. So if a patient wants to know my opinion, I absolutely encourage them to be vaccinated and make sure that they have some type of protection against this virus.
All right. So Kristen, at the end of the day,
go ahead, Ken.
Can I ask Kristen to just point out to the listeners, give us the big picture scorecard. How many people were at this dinner? How many people were vaccinated? How many people were never vaccinated but had the natural immunity?
So there were 12 at dinner. Six of them had been vaccinated, and the six of us, being myself, my husband, and my four children, had the natural immunity. The six of them that were vaccinated did, in fact, have the symptoms of COVID and tested positive. The rest of us did not.
All right. That's pretty interesting, isn't it, under the circumstances?
It's amazing. And, you know, you calculate the statisticians among us calculating a P-score there. Those are pretty significant numbers.
So are you sorry, Kristen, that you didn't get shots before? Do you think that might have changed how all of this, never mind the other people that were around you, but you yourself and your family?
When I was in the throes of COVID and I was pretty ill, I did at that point think I should have done this.
Mm-hmm.
The matter of timing that I did not do this. I it's unfortunate to say the least. But when I was sick, yes, I wish I had been vaccinated. At this point, though, as long as I follow my immunity through blood tests, I feel comfortable saying that it's still working for me to hopefully be able to fight off this virus, just like what was demonstrated a few weeks ago.
How often do you get tested? Kristen, you do it in the office there, I'm guessing, right?
So I don't. I actually just go to one of the local labs, and I've been testing myself once a month, just more so because I enjoy following that and understanding what's going on. And interestingly enough, my antibody levels seem to be climbing each month versus declining. And so I will continue to watch that over time. And if I start to see that they decline or that they're no longer evident, then I absolutely will reconsider my vaccination status.
So under this circumstance, I don't want to belabor this, but when I think about the idea of children getting vaccinated versus adults. Now we are down to, 5 years old? Youngsters who are five get a limited amount of the vaccine. Are your children vaccinated? You and your husband get vaccinated. Did you vaccinate your children?
I haven't because, again, I have found that they continue to have antibodies as well. I have not tested them monthly, but I did have them tested 3 months after their active infection, and they all four showed antibodies, including the baby up into the teenager.
So does this tell us that if you, the parents, have this natural immunity, that it's passed on genetically? Is that what we're kind of getting out of this, Ken? That the
it's passed on because they were all exposed. Kristen came back from a softball tournament in Colorado. One of her daughters was exposed to the same person, and then they all exposed everybody else. Most people, even healthcare workers, most people get exposed to COVID at home. This is an indoor virus. When you're outside, you have nothing to worry about. This is an indoor virus. And my recommendation is, if you don't know the vaccination status or the antibody status of the people you're indoors with, you need to wear a mask. And if you know that everybody's vaccinated, everybody has antibodies, you're okay without a mask. But indoors is when you're going to get it. Everyone, the two people in my office who have gotten COVID. They got it at home with their families. And that's how most people, even in healthcare, because we're very careful and taking precautions, but then we don't have the mask. We're indoors around people who we don't know their vaccination status.
Well, this is an interesting story. So what do you want us to take away from this? What are people who may have the same circumstance? Maybe, as I said, that's why I asked you to explain how easy or not it is to get these tests, to know whether you have natural immunity or not, and then to make decisions from there. What do we do in that score, that department?
Well, I'll give my feeling, and I'm eager to hear Kristen's. I think the Israelis are the smartest about all this. And in Israel, in order for you to go to an indoor event with other people there, you need to show that you're triply vaccinated, but you get credit. You get 1 point. One of those threes could be natural immunity, and they value equally natural immunity. And I think, I don't understand why, but I think here in America, there's less of a value placed on natural immunity.
Yeah. All right. And Kristen, what final words do you have for us on this?
Well, just to mirror what Dr. Cronhaus said, I do believe there is a role for natural immunity, and my situation demonstrated that, that we were able to ward off the virus after being exposed because our antibody levels showed that. So, again, I'm not saying do not get a vaccine, because I do feel that you need to have some type of immunity, and if vaccination is the route, then please do that. But there should be some role for those of us who have had the virus and are still showing the antibodies for it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I guess that's good news for a lot of people. I know some folks that I work with have had it, and they still show the antibodies. And so, but I don't think it hurts anything to get a vaccine. And I think that's kind of part of the message here as well.
You may not want to be getting the three vaccines, because what Kristen is concerned about, you know, in medicine, we very rarely vaccinate people after they've had the disease. If you think about other things, how we use vaccines. So there is this concern that you will overreact. There's this concern that, you know, this myocarditis.
Will it hurt you? Is that the takeaway, or will it hurt you if you get the vaccine?
There's a concern that your immune system might overreact and do damage to normal tissue in the body, and that's the concern of those who are measuring antibodies and holding back from the vaccine, but carefully watching their antibody levels. And there's no total agreement about this because it's a new disease, Doug. The consensus is one and done for those who've had natural immunity. A lot of us agree.
Would that include the Johnson & Johnson, which is a one and done anyway?
Well, that's a different story. I'm talking about the mRNA. Pfizer and Moderna. If you've had the Johnson & Johnson, then you need a month later the booster. But I think we're really pushing people to one of the mRNAs, either the Moderna or the Pfizer. And if you've had natural immunity, it's one and done. You get 1 point for the natural immunity. And then 6 months later, you should be getting boosted.
Kristen, very nice to meet you. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Good thing that you've worked this out and have had the ability to share these stories with people. I'm sure you've done it with folks in the office and your friends. So continued health to you, and I'm glad you're working for Ken. And when I come down in January, I'll make sure you and I have a continuing conversation. That'll be
fantastic.
A good thing.
Yeah, okay, good. Thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Sure. No problem.
Great
at all.
Job,
Dr.
Kristen.
Dr. Ken and I continue in a matter of moments here on DJV Health. The holiday shopping rush is upon us, and the folks at MyPillow are keeping a close eye on the supply chain, because all of their products, they're talking about their competitors, because most of the stuff that you find, pillows and sheets and other competitive products, are not made in America. So there are back orders, there are delayed shipping, there is a concern if you order these things for Christmas, will you get them or not? There is no concern at MyPillow whatsoever, because everything is made in America, all the products are in stock. So if you go to the MyPillow product catalog that you can get to online, you see all these things in page after page after page of the products that are produced in their factory in Minnesota, and you know that you can depend on them being delivered in time. They're making sure Christmas isn't canceled for you. Legendary MyPillow sheets, slippers, robes, sweaters and pajamas and all kinds of things that are in there. You can buy them now using the DJV discount code at 30 to 65% off. So just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special page. In the box, you put DJV, and you get the deals like I was just talking about. Buy one, get one free with the Giza Dream Sheets. Lowest prices on premium MyPillows that they've ever offered. So for all of those special deals, go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box, put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic vitamins and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Shop on eBay this holiday season to get more for your dough on stand mixers. Or get more for your buck on this season's hottest tech and gaming gear. And on eBay, you can even get more. Phew, last minute deals delivered right on time. It's the biggest deals of December. So get more because you save more with eBay's one day only last minute deals. Get more when you get it on eBay.
I'm Andy Solomon. Surprise medical bills are the major driver of financial anxiety and disruption for families nationwide. As of January 1, 2022, the No Surprises Act will protect patients from surprise bills from unanticipated out-of-network care. Nancy Brown, CEO of the American Heart Association.
A patient facing a medical emergency should only have to focus on their immediate medical needs, not on whether they'll be able to afford care not covered. The No Surprises Act is a major step toward protecting families from surprise bills that can cause a financial crisis.
Dr. Donald Lloyd-Jones, president of the American Heart Association.
Starting in January, patients will receive protections from surprise medical bills for treatments or tests they expected to be covered by insurance. Let's urge Washington to implement tough rules and strong enforcement of the No Surprises Act.
Join the national campaign to stop surprise bills, texting SURPRISE to 46839.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Up next with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, questions for Dr. Ken. Don't forget our weekly podcast as well. All the DJV Health podcasts are available at djvhealthshow.com or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Time now at 53 after the hour for questions for Dr. Ken. And a lot of them this week, we seem to have a surge or resurgence in interest in COVID because of Omicron. You know, Ken, what I've called it Omicron. I've used all kinds of silly things to refer to it. I understand, or at least this question that I'm wrapped about here, is about the not just Omicron and Delta, but the virus itself. Somebody's concerned that it attacks fatty tissue first. There's been some research on that. What do you know about the virus, and if you're fatter, you're going to be more likely to get it?
Well, we know since the beginning with the original strain, one of the big risk factors for severe COVID-19 is obesity. So there is some relationship here. But just to reassure everybody about Omicron, so far it looks like it's a lot more transmissible, but it looks like it's a lot less lethal, minimal disease. And I think there's some hope here, because remember how the great and pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu, ended. There were no vaccines then. There were no therapeutics then. But there was eventually a mutant that originated. And this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. So the worldwide natural immunity occurred. And then the Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza that killed more people than World War I, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
I've seen some stats suggesting by the end of 2022, it's a memory, it's gonzo. See you later, alligator. All right, so now let's stick with Omicron because there's another question here about mental health. The Surgeon General has warned this week of mental health challenges, especially when it comes to young people. So why would that be? Is it the worry about it? Is it there's some impact psychologically or actually physically because of COVID-19? Or is it just the fact that the news media has totally blown most of it out of proportion?
All the above, Doug, but you take 2 years out of one's life and the proportion to a younger person's life is much greater than you and me. And this has a impact in the young folks when they're evolving their lives, trying to figure out where they're headed, and suddenly they've lost 2 years. So it has had a great impact, and this virus has affected us all, how we interact, and I think it's taken a huge toll on the young folks.
You look at the mental health challenges young people have anyway because of their wrapping themselves around the devices, which, in my opinion, are the most dangerous things to come down the pike ever. This is just, and it affects your mental health and well-being more than anything else for all kinds of reasons. But certainly this Surgeon General notation here about the pandemic and the anxiety, the depression, other mental health concerns, not only with young people, but the whole population is, as someone put it, exhausted. We're sick of this. And so we have the news media trying to scare us again, and some people wanting to shut businesses down, which we never should have done in the first place anyway. But dealing with this, should companies offer mental health options for people who kind of want to work their way through this? Or how do we deal? Maybe that's the better question with the mental health issues here. From not only the variants, but the original COVID.
Well, getting assistance is always a good idea if you're having trouble coping. But just a good, healthy lifestyle, diet, exercise, getting sleep. But also, let me give you a quick pathway to get your life back. And that is, don't worry about COVID when you're outside. You're fine. Sitting at the beach, you're not going to get COVID. Being outside, you're not going to get COVID. So go live your life. Stay outside if you can. But if you're indoors with vaccinated people or people who have adequate immunity, don't worry about it. But if you don't know the vaccination status of the people around you, just put a mask on and then go live your life.
167,000 children in our country lost a parent or a caregiver because of this, the COVID situation. And a lot of those.
500 Americans, Doug, have died.
Yeah. So there's a lot of help that's necessary, I suppose, or would be nice. This is the time of year when you like to help people. And if you know someone who has suffered with COVID, maybe they've lost their job or their health, whatever it is, perhaps helping them at this time of the year when we are so generous anyway. But there are all kinds of causes, but the COVID thing, getting us back to normal and helping families perhaps might be on the top of the chain, if you will. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, reach out to him, connect with him, have an appointment with him, 352-735-1400. It's 59 past the hour.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.